NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, I'm Lucy from No Romance.
And I'm Joel. And we're talking about our debut EP, Unfold.
Your singles sound like quite different from what I've been hearing in this EP. I think there's been a bit of a progression in like finding your sound. How did No Romance like get together?
We all met each other through a mutual friend, and I think it started with me and Isaac, because we met each other in Berlin and we both knew we played music, and then Isaac asked me to have a jam with them, and we just sort of like started making some very heavy, noisy music, and then Lucy came along and jammed with us as well. And
yeah, a new job through a mutual friend, so I kind of turned up. It's just kind of jamming, and I hadn't played with anyone for quite a while, but yeah, we were just kind of having fun for a bit, and then the jams turned into songs, and then from that it kind of just evolved.
Yeah, and I think we all have like very different tastes in music, so like with the singles we sort of like we're starting to find like mutual points, but I think the EP is like the first point where it's really all come together a bit more and like felt more cohesive, like our different like tastes becoming one, like a band, like a cohesive sound.
Yeah, I think for ages we were kind of, every time we'd write a song we'd be like, well, that's another genre.
Yeah.
That we like added to the long list of genres that we, I think, because we were drawing from so many influences, it was kind of like this mishmash. But I think it's, yeah, like you said, it's kind of turned into its own sound kind of now. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's sort of an, yeah, it has. Oh, we need to talk about Nick Rowan. He is the most incredible producer. And after we released, I think it was Assume, I think it was our first single, he sent us an email and was like, hey, I want to do something with you. And we didn't really know much about him. Like I'd known some of the stuff he had done for like Die 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 and with Skeptics like a little bit, but Isaac knew him a lot. And yeah, we talked to Laurie from The Pledge of Magenta and he was like, what? Like, that's insane. And we're like, oh, this is a big deal. So yeah, working with Nick was really nice. Like he really took these songs that were sort of kind of quite, they weren't bare, but they were like maybe a bit like not quite cohesive in a way, like as a four track thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like he sort of like found the glue to tie our sound together, and he added some synthesizers and some bass lines to some of them to the first two. And he just really understood it. Like he like listened to it straight away and like sent us his first mixes, and we're like, wow, he really gets what we're trying to sound like and what we're trying to do.
That is so cool. That is a big deal. I mean, like Skeptics is such an iconic New Zealand band too. And it's like, now you can join the list. But yeah, let's go into the first track, which is Before. What can you tell me about that song?
Yeah, so it was the first song we wrote. It's actually in a linear progression. Like we wrote them.
We did it.
Yeah, so Before was the first song that we wrote from the EP. And it was, I think we just worked out earlier. It was like the end of 2019, beginning of 2020.
It's the only pre-lockdown one.
Yeah. And I wrote it when I was still in this relationship. So the EP kind of tracks the breakdown of a relationship. And this was written when I was kind of just coming to the realization that something wasn't right, but I didn't really know what that was. And this kind of feeling of discomfort, but also nostalgia. And yeah, so those feelings kind of went into that song. That's what that song's
about. Did you write those lyrics about your relationship breaking down while you were in the relationship?
Yeah.
<That's>
yeah.
<cruel.
laughs> I got a process.
Changed our minds. When you used to kiss
So with Garden, I wrote the chords of it like during the first lockdown. Like after a couple of weeks, I was bored out of my mind and like didn't do anything but sit in my room and play guitar. And I was living with Lucy at the time. And then I put on my Instagram story and she came into my room or something and was like, I love that. Let's do something with that. Yeah. And then we turned it into Lucy's story.
So Garden is kind of, it's this feeling of being left out somewhere where you can look in and realize that where you are is kind of an uncomfortable place. It's a song that I guess is quite, it's quite, I don't know, it's full of anger, I guess, and resentment. And that's kind of been put into that song. But yeah, generally, but it's kind of funny because I think the song is quite, it's quite light.
Yeah, it's and a like, sweet one.
Really sweet, yeah. So I think like high, like putting that, like juxtaposing those two things is, I don't know, I quite like that about the song. So the next song is Grasslands, which I would say is like a song of two halves. It's like the first, it kind of opens in this really dark kind of atmospheric pit is what I was kind of visualizing when writing it. And it's kind of a conversation. The whole song is like a conversation with myself to try and, well, realizing that I have to get out of this place and then like shifting into the new, brighter, lighter, more energized space that is like in the second half. But yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing.
I think with Grasslands also, that's the first song that I played bass on for us. And I think that sort of came out of in lockdown, we were just, well, me and Isaac anyway, were starved of dancing a bit. And I was like, I need an instrument that can make me move more. And so we sort of like, changed the sound a lot with that, and we, yeah, now it made it a lot more groove orientated and a lot more like focused around the body and movement rather than melodic from like our, like from the percussion and like rhythm side of things. But like, did you write differently, like melodically compared to the other ones? Like, did that give you a different background to write from?
I think I've wanted for ages to write stuff that could theoretically be danced to, and I've always found that quite difficult. I always veer towards, I guess, slower tempo or more mellow songs. So then when Joel was playing bass, I just found that super exciting to be able to write to something that was more groove based, because I don't naturally go towards that when I'm writing. So I don't know whether I think it just automatically changed as I was writing to what you'd written.
I guess
it was really fun.
Yeah, I guess with Grasslands too, it starts like slow. So I guess we're sort of like, you can sort of feel us dipping our toes in that water almost. Like, you can sort of see us being like, oh, this is kind of a bit like grumpy, like all of our other stuff, but hey, we can also have fun. It lays you down and dry grasslands, the flow moves around your form. You eke out the last thoughts you had before you turned around. Cool water dries you out.
So we're up to the fourth track and it's Unfold. And after, you know, you're saying that this goes and kind of follows your journey of your breakup and self-discovery. And that totally makes sense with this song. This song feels like you're being revived or of some sort.
Yeah,
but yeah, exactly. What can you tell me about Unfold?
Yeah, it just completely is that. It's like, it's the resolve and the excitement and like possibility and everything, just feeling like it's accumulating in this kind of new growth feeling. And yeah, as well, like writing a song that was really energetic and like could dance to and like had this really like fun vibe was also, yeah, it's just super cathartic and like, yeah, exactly that.
It's quite uplifting, yeah, and it's a great one to finish on. We'll be right back.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.